This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. I hope you had a great weekend. Gang's all here ready to go on this Monday. Peter King, he'll stop by. Also, Mike Tirico called the game last night, and former college head coach Rick Neuheisel will assess what happened over the weekend. 877-3DP shows we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. You can also email, you can tweet. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app if you haven't done so. And our radio affiliates around the country. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. All of that coming up. First hour brought to you by Simply Safe. Simply Safe's 24/7 live guard protection helps stop crime in real time. Get 20% off your new system when you visit simplysafedan.com. No safe like Simply Safe. It's Declaration Day. We are going to declare something that is going to happen. It will be etched in stone later today, Declaration Day. Just like if, for instance, Seton, let the audience know what your declaration is today.
The Bengals season is over.
That's Declaration Day. We'll have that for you coming up. Yes, Paulie.
Over or over, over?
Over.
Oh, okay.
O-V-E-R, over.
Got it.
Okay. By the way, the over-under for Taylor Swift sightings, I set it at 15. They actually had a line on this. So the cutaways of Taylor Swift screen time last night, and I heard it was 11. Now, I don't know if that was right, but it was 15 is what I stated as the over-under.
The I-team was up all night crunching the numbers.
Of course they were.
17 cutaways. Whoa! To swizzle in the group.
Okay.
Right. 13 of those were in the first... 4 minutes of the show.
I cringed a little bit. When they would go to Taylor Swift, everybody else had a passive look, like they weren't reacting at all. But Taylor was like wide open, you know, eyes and mouth, and like, oh my God. And you look at everybody else in the suite and nobody's reacting to anything. And I kept thinking, wait, what is she seeing that nobody else is seeing? Yes, Eden.
I like that it's Taylor Swift, and she's got, like, Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, and they don't even get a mention. They don't even get, like, hey, look at that. Ryan Reynolds is there, too. It's like, Taylor Swift has arrived. Like, look who she's walking in with.
Yeah, it turned out that, like, a football game broke out, because when it was 17-0, and I thought, we're going to get a lot of Taylor Swift. They may ask her to sing. And then all of a sudden, the Jets came back. Zach Wilson played really well. And here is his head coach, Robert Saleh, talking about his performance.
I thought he was really good. Gave us a chance to win the game, brought us back. If he plays like that, we're going to win a lot of football games.
The Chiefs didn't cover.
Ooh!
But they could have.
Yeah. That was a monster.
They could have. Oh, God. So Mahomes could run it in for a touchdown. He slid instead, and Chiefs don't cover. Also, I don't know what the prop bet would have been if I would have said, you can bet on Zach Wilson having a better QBR than Patrick Mahomes in that game. I don't know what those odds would have been. Dang. I'm guessing Zach Wilson had a better QBR than Patrick Mahomes.
Yes. You'd be 100% right. Zach Wilson's quarterback rating, he was 28 of 39, 245, and two touchdowns. No picks.
Yeah.
His quarterback rating was 105.2. That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, 18 of 30, one touchdown, two picks. His quarterback rating was 63.6.
Wow. Can always say that. Changing of the guard. When his career is over, when they say, well, what's your highlight? Well, it was a Monday night. Taylor Swift came to see me play. She did? Yeah. And I had a better performance. I outperformed Patrick Mahomes. Yesterday, Bills over the Dolphins. So all of that, oh, my gosh, the Dolphins can't be stopped. The Bills a couple of weeks ago, we weren't quite sure who they were. The historical offense of the Dolphins. And just one game wipes that away. Ugly losses for the Bengals, Patriots, Eagles, Niners undefeated. How about the Texans roughing up the Steelers? Ravens roll the Browns. You got a game coming up tonight. And for entertainment purposes, DraftKings has Seattle favored by 2 against the Giants. Also, the MVP odds have changed in the NFL. Anybody want to guess who is the odds-on favorite right now for MVP? Tua was the favorite going into this weekend. Todd, I'll start with you. The NFL MVP right now is?
I know it's always a quarterback, but I'm going to say Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey. He's not there in the top 5.
Wow.
He should be, but he's not. Seton O'Connor.
I'm going to say, just based on the results of yesterday, Josh Allen
bloop,
has now.
Bloop, yeah. Bloop, bloop. Then it's Tua.
Flip-flop.
And then it's Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, and Lamar Jackson. Now, the odds to win the Offensive Player of the Year, Christian McCaffrey.
Mm. Oh, boy.
I don't like this. I don't like when we do this, where you're like, you're going to be the MVP, and you're going to play on the same side of the ball as this guy who's going to be the Offensive Player of the Year. It's kind of a way of working around. We're going to give the MVP to a quarterback, and Christian McCaffrey can be the Offensive Player of the Year. Yes, John?
Yeah, just change the name to Best Quarterback of the Year or something, and call it what it is if you're not a quarterback and you're going to be eighth, no matter how great you play. It's ridiculous.
All right.
Declaration Monday.
Yep.
Bang.
Yep.
That's Todd's upset.
Quarterback of the Year. That's what it is.
What we're talking about. Declaration Day is what this is. Phone calls. Tyler's standing by. Seton, what's the poll question today?
Worst loss of the weekend, Dan.
Yeah.
We just hit Dolphins.
Mm.
That was a tough one. Bengals, brutal. Their season's over. Patriots got absolutely humiliated. Worst loss of Bill Belichick's career, at least score-wise.
He's coached almost 500 games. That's the worst loss that he's ever had.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. What else do you have?
Along the lines of the worst loss of the weekend, Pittsburgh, not great against Houston.
Oof.
That was a tough game.
Here is Mike Tomlin after the embarrassing loss to the Texans.
Will you contemplate any changes, or is it still too early?
Hell yeah, we got to make some changes, man. That was an ugly product we put out there today. And so we're not going to do the same things and hope for a different outcome. What those changes are, man, we'll put together a plan in preparation.
We haven't seen the Texans. You have to look and find the Texans. But C.J. Stroud has played really well. Texans have played really well. And there was no mistake about it. The Texans were a better team than the Steelers. By far. Seton, what else do you have?
And then the last one of worst loss of the weekend, the only real meaningful college loss, Duke, this close to beating Notre Dame. Jeepers creepers.
Yeah, game day on campus. Now all of a sudden Duke's a football program. And then, not necessarily a football school just yet.
Definitely sunk some money into their facilities, though. They got light up neon hallways and stuff.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Looks good.
Sink some money into that helmet, though. That would go a long way.
Mm.
That's a terrible helmet.
Yeah, right. So the Dolphins lose by 28 to Buffalo. And then if you look back on what they did to Denver, where they won by 50, so the 78-point decline there is the steepest from one game to the next since 1973, when the Falcons beat New Orleans by 55 and then lost to the Rams the following week by 31. So that's an 86-point turnaround there. But, you know, that happened quick with the Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. It was like, there is no joke going on today in Buffalo. Buffalo was the better team. And Tyreek Hill wasn't doing anything. And it's kind of as he goes, everybody else goes. But Buffalo, give them credit. That was very, very impressive. The Chiefs beating the Jets there, and then the ugly losses for the Bengals and the Patriots. Georgia and Kansas City. So Georgia in college football, Kansas City in the NFL. It feels like we expect them to always win. Now, Kansas City doesn't roll. They keep you in the game, but they're great closers. Georgia struggled a little bit this year, struggled again this past weekend. So Auburn and South Carolina, and we'll talk to Rick Neuheisel a little bit later on. I don't think you have a great team in college football right now, but that's good. That's good for college football. And some of these games, like Ole Miss beats LSU, but it doesn't matter. It would matter if we had a 12-team playoff, because then that would be important and might be the reason why you get into the 12-team playoff. But you're watching, and I can't help but think to next year where you have a 12-team playoff and the possibilities are there. You know, when we talk about if you have 12 teams, then it renders the regular season useless, which I don't agree, because now you have more teams, there's more games, and a win or a loss is going to hinge on you getting in or not, or the seeding, or you have a home playoff game. So I disagree with that. Watched a lot of Colorado against USC. Bad defenses. But give credit to Colorado. It was 34-7. And I think a lot of people thought, all right, see you later. And then all of a sudden, Shedeur Sanders, equal footing with Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is wonderful. He is. And now you're starting to hear what I told you about in the preseason. Hey, if you're Caleb Williams, you're Lincoln Riley, maybe a package deal to the Bears, another team. Okay. Yeah. That's what I said. Now, whether it happens or not, but if you're Caleb Williams, you don't want to go to the Bears. But Lincoln Riley says, hey, let's make this a package deal. All right. Maybe you got something going on there. And if you're the Bears had a big lead. And Paulie said, only a fool would think that the Bears are going to hold on to this lead. And all of a sudden, here they're going to hold on, right? They're going to go down. They're going to go into overtime. And then the Broncos, let's ride. Yes, Todd.
I was that moron that Paulie was referring to, because I thought for sure that that they were done at 28-7.
Yeah. Justin Fields played really well until he didn't play really well. And Paulie, boy, you better hope for Thursday night against the new and improved Commanders, or it could be a little while before you have Meat Friday.
That was the game of the week as far as this show is concerned. I was waiting. Let's bring this up. You know, that was, it was great that all our fans were locked into a dog of a game that ended up being a great fourth quarter. You know, when the Bears, as a Bears fan, the first half surprised me. The second half didn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Seeing them play well for two quarters out of the entire month of September, that surprised me. But when they gave it back, it was, it was the same feeling I had when the Cubs were in the World Series and they gave up that home run to Rodgy Davis. I was like, ah, this is what's supposed to happen when Fields fumbles that ball. But it was a blast. Overtime was in play. That would have been saucy.
That would have been great. I had a couple of friends who were like, God, I can't believe I'm locked in on this game because of the bet you guys got on the show. What else do we have, Seton? Any other questions that we'll ponder today?
Well, coming up after, we're going to end up doing best loss of the weekend.
Ooh.
Next hour. Those Chicago Bears, Paul is spinning this one very positively because this was a bad loss for Paul Papps. A good loss for the Chicago Bears?
Because they also get Carolina's pick in the upcoming draft. And then they could have the first and second pick. Ooh.
All right, better 0-14, the Panthers or the Bears?
Whose future do you like more, the Panthers or the Bears?
Dot, dot, dot.
It's always next year for the Bears. It's like, wait till next year. Here we are. Wait till next year. God, they could have the first and second pick. They could have Caleb Williams. They could have Marvin Harrison Jr. the third. Lincoln Riley. The possibilities are endless there. As for Carolina, Yeah, Marv.
Why do we keep saying Lincoln Riley's going to leave L.A. to go to Chicago?
I don't. I'm just saying.
Especially the Bears.
It's the NFL.
The Bulls, maybe.
He's going to go coach the Bulls.
Rather coach the Bulls than the Bears.
By the way, what time did you get sleep last night after working the Jets and the Chiefs?
What sleep?
Yeah.
No, oh. I'm up. Let's go.
Oh.
Fumes.
How many celebrities did you see, and did anybody recognize you?
One of the camera guys working there.
Okay.
He goes, I just want to introduce myself. He's like, you know, you're one of my favorites. Favorite.
Oh, Mr. Prince?
Yeah.
Favorite what?
Well, yeah.
He goes, Danette, right? I was like, yeah.
Okay.
And I saw Peter Schrager.
There's only four. So you're one of four.
But he just said one of my favorites.
Okay.
Like he didn't say like one of my favorite Danettes. He said, you're one of my favorites. So he didn't specify.
On Earth.
Yeah. And I was like,
you're not the favorite. You're one of favorites of the four of us.
Right. One of my favorite what? Yeah. So.
Peter Schrager from NFL Network was there.
Saw Peter Schrager. Obviously saw Matthew Berry and Paul Rudd.
Oh.
And then throwback for some of you kids out there, saw Carson Daly.
Whoa, okay.
Like it was 2000 all over again.
TRL, baby.
Sure did. And then went on the Jumbotron, seen you-know-who.
Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay, yeah. And everything was going all the big wigs from NBC.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, look at you guys.
Yeah.
There's no way you guys would have come to this game if you know who wasn't here. Amazing.
Yes, Todd.
I'm just glad Aaron Rodgers got clearance just in time to be at the game where all the celebs and Taylor Swift are here.
Oh, stop.
Just worked out that way.
Stop.
I'm starting to feel better. I think I can kind of lip my way over to MetLife tonight.
Do you believe Taylor Swift... Oh, you do?
I think that it's way too random that he's all of a sudden, that's the game he's able to move around and go to the Sunday night game.
Wow.
Had nothing to do with that with celeb Taylor Swift night.
Okay.
I'm going to call BS on that.
He was back at the facility the day before, though.
Well, you can't make it that obvious. You got to go in a few days before. You can't just go from nothing into the game.
It is Declaration Day here. That's just a sample. Peter King is going to join us. He actually went to the Colorado game. Against USC. Yes, Marv.
Little pushback for Fritzy. You said Aaron Rodgers was moving around. I saw him. He was not moving around. He was getting moved around on carts and on crutches.
So if he's got to be, what's the point of being there? They really need Aaron's support that bad.
Did you see how Zach Wilson played?
That's true.
Moral support. Like when Apollo Creed was coaching Rocky.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Right. Exactly.
There is no tomorrow.
No.
You thought I was tough.
No,
this guy will kill
you. No, Marvin. See, you trigger him.
Sorry.
Don't. No. All right. All right. Let me take a break here. Just getting started. Phone calls coming up in a little bit. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Mike Tirico was on the call. He'll join us coming up top of next hour. Rick Neuheisel, some college football talk. But up next, Peter King will join us. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Shopping for tires can be, as Todd likes to say, deflating. TireRack.com. Fast, free shipping and free road hazard protection just the start. They have a test track there at their facility, so they push the tires to the limit. Then they give you the results. Also, if you go, I don't know what kind of tires to get, they have an easy-to-use tire decision guide. And you're going to get a personalized tire recommendation. You're going to find out the right tires for how and when and where you drive, and they sell only the best. Full lineup of BF Goodrich tires, ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection. Now, they have mobile tire installation in a lot of areas. Ask about this. That means they bring the tires to you at your home or office and install them on site. They've thought of everything, and they're always thinking of you. TireRack.com/Dan. See their BF Goodrich test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz, innovation on a magnificent scale. The vehicle all electric, feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. So what's the poll question we're going to go with first hour, Seton?
We, right now, Dan, we've got up there worst loss of the weekend.
Okay.
Duke Dolphins, Bengals, Patriots, Steelers. Right now, early results, Bengals at 56% of the vote have the worst loss.
Yeah. I still think they should sit him down. I've said this before, sit him down, let him get healthy, get the bye week, because he doesn't look like he can throw, you know, anything over 10 yards, man. It's concerning there. Let's bring in Peter King, Football Morning in America columnist. And, Pete, on the road, USC, Colorado on Saturday. What brought you all the way to Boulder, Colorado?
Dan, you know, one of the things I tell young journalists when I talk to them at colleges is one of the things you have to do this job is to be curious. And aren't we all curious? I mean, I met CC Sabathia on the sidelines of, on the Colorado sidelines before the game. And I said, what are you doing? And he goes, I love Dion. I grew up loving this guy. I just had to see this. And I mean, I kind of felt almost exactly the same. I just had to see it. And it's totally fascinating from talking to tailgaters who are incredible pragmatists at 6:25 a.m. I mean, it was a 10 a.m. Mountain game. And so I thought the coolest thing, though, of the weekend, I mean, there are a lot of cool things. Shedeur Sanders, Dan, is going to play in the NFL for a long time, and he's going to be good. I was really impressed with him. But I thought one of the coolest things is the USC wake-up call at their hotel in Denver to play in this 10 a.m. Mountain Time game. The USC wake-up call was 4:40 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And, which is 3:40 a.m. on their body clocks. So, wow. You know, as I wrote in my column, this is just a taste of what they're going to get when they go to Columbus and Fox says you're playing the big noon game this week. So, you know, it was interesting on a lot of fronts.
Who do you think has a bigger upside, though? And maybe this isn't fair to ask you, but Caleb Williams or Shador Sanders when it comes to next level?
I came away more impressed with Shador Sanders because he does more of the things you're going to have to do. At least, look, Dan, I'm not a college football nut. Yeah. I don't know. I watch one game. But I do know that I saw a lot of evidence in this one game that Shador Sanders could really be extremely good. He processes very, very well. He's got a great arm throwing it on the run. He's incredibly confident. He's got his father's confidence. And he made a couple of throws in this game that you just say, you know, his touchdown pass in the fourth quarter on 4th and 5 rolling out, there was no window. There was no space at all, and he completed it. Now, look, Caleb Williams, you know, he has all the time in the world.
Yeah.
As I said that on that long pass that he threw for a touchdown that he threw across his body, he had 7.42 seconds to throw. In Patrick Mahomes' career, 7 years, 17 times in his career, he's had 7.42 seconds or more to throw. It rarely happens in the NFL. So I'm saying celebrate the guy, and I'm sure that he's going to be a good pro, but all I can say is he's got a lot of advantages that Shador Sanders does not have.
Do you think the Deion style can translate into success in the NFL if he would want to do that?
That's a great question. I think, you know, he's obviously insistent. He told Rich Eisen that he wasn't going to the NFL and all that. I just keep wondering what happens when Jerry Jones shows up in Boulder in 3 years and said, it's your destiny. You need to coach the Cowboys. Who knows? I don't know. But I do think the one advantage that Deion has at Colorado is if he chooses, he can get a new team every year. That's what he did this year. He's got a new team, and he can do the exact same thing this offseason. He needs an offensive line, and he needs a couple of pass rushers. He'll find him because everybody wants to play for Deion. When you got all these musicians and star athletes on the sidelines, I mean, a lot of these guys look at a lot of the recruits and players look at these guys and say, why wouldn't I want to come here?
He's Peter King, Football Morning in America columnist, and, of course, contributes to Football Night in America. You can find his column, NBCSports.com. Worst loss of the weekend in the NFL was who?
I think there were two that were tied. I think the Bears loss was awful because it exposed so many cracks on their team and in their organization. You know, you have this game where Justin Fields, for the first time in a long time, plays great. Now, he turns it over a couple times in the second half, but overall, that was a B-plus performance. That was absolutely terrific. And I guess I look at it and I say it just shows that, look, they've lost now, 14 games in a row. I don't see how Matt Eberflus survives, and now you get this Chase Claypool thing bubbling up. But the other really bad loss, I thought, was Washington, through very little fault of its own. The Commanders, I thought, played absolutely valiantly. The last 2 years in Philadelphia, they're 1-1 in Philly, and they've outscored the Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field. This is a good team. And the quarterback, Dan, yesterday, he had a great day. I thought Sam Howell's numbers weren't the best, but he had a great day. And I think Washington, I don't know if it'll be this year, it'll be soon. I think they're going to be trouble for people because that defense is legitimate.
What about the Bengals?
I mean, what do you expect now? You know, I chuckled during the week when I was reading stuff about, okay, well, you know, look at the Bengals now. They got a couple of games they can win. They're playing Tennessee. They're playing, I think, Arizona. They got a couple of games they can win. Hey, look. People look at the Bengals now and say, we got the Bengals. We can beat them. Dan, I had a note in my column this morning that in 21 and 22, Joe Burrow threw a touchdown pass every 16 pass attempts. This year, he's thrown a touchdown pass every 76 pass attempts.
Yeah.
And he's just not Joe Burrow. So the question is, should you gut it out And look, Dan, I heard you talk before about, well, just get to the bye, let him get healthy and everything. There's no indication at all that he's going to be healthy if you just give him 2 weeks to do nothing but rehab. So I'm not really sure that that is the way to go. I think this is going to be an injury that unless you give him 6 or 8 weeks off, it's going to plague him the whole year.
Yeah, but that's what I said a couple of weeks ago, that let him get healthy. If the doctor says, hey, if you take a month off, you're going to be able to be healthier. If not, then it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Watching the Bills and the Dolphins, what stands out that you think is sustainable for either one of these after that performance?
I talked to Sean McDermott after the game, and he said to me that it was really, he said, I've been in the NFL for a while. He said, that was the most amazing crowd I've heard. I've never heard more noise in an NFL stadium. And he goes, shout out to Bills Mafia. But I think two things. Number one, you know, Josh Allen was really, really good because, Dan, you remember a couple of times this year, he's taken way too many hits and he's taken way too many chances with the ball. But I thought that he played the game exactly right. He wasn't in one collision, a legit collision on the field. And I thought his decision making was pristine. And look, when you've got Stephon Diggs playing at the top of his game, which he was yesterday, you know, he reminds me so much of Michael Irvin because he is able to be physical. He has got the utmost confidence in what he does. And when he broke that tackle and ran for the 55-yard touchdown, I just said, that has got to be on his career highlight tape because that's who he is. He says, get off me, you bum. You know, I mean, that's just – and that's the way Michael Irvin used to be. I always thought what I call Michael Irvin is the best physical wide receiver I've ever seen. And Stephon Diggs is in his league.
I'm watching the Cowboys. They're blowing out the Patriots. And you can have questions about, you know, what's the future there of their coach and quarterback. But 7 minutes to go, why is Micah Parsons still in the game? Why is Dak Prescott still in the game?
I don't know the answer to that. I really can't answer it. In a 17-game season, I say this about guys like Deebo Samuel, Micah Parsons all the time. I basically say, listen, you're risking when you've got a 20-plus point lead midway through the fourth quarter, you got to get as many people out as you can for a very simple reason, because you're just sort of, you know, challenging the injury gods. And especially with guys like Parsons, who doesn't know any other speed. Dan, a couple of weeks ago, I said this and I got an incredible amount of crap for it. But to me, you know, I covered Lawrence Taylor for 4 years in the 80s, and Micah Parsons is the closest thing I've seen to him. I'm not saying he's better. I'm really not. I'm saying that Parsons does the most things like Lawrence Taylor of anybody I've seen in all the intervening years. And to me, the Cowboys should do everything possible when they're up by 20 or more, you know, chain him to the bench. I mean, you know, lose his helmet. You know, he shouldn't be playing. And I understand. I feel the same way, really, about Dak Prescott.
Is Bill Belichick fireable?
There's only one person who knows that, maybe two, Robert and Jonathan Kraft. I don't think it's going to come to that. I don't think Robert Kraft would ever want to do that. And I think there would be some sort of golden handshake with him and Bill. But again, I don't know, Dan. It's easy to sit here and say that Bill Belichick's coached 498 NFL games and that was his worst loss. This is going to be the fourth straight year they won't win a playoff game. I mean, it would be a shock if they rebounded to make the playoffs. So I don't know, Dan. At some point, I think Robert Kraft is going to stop being sentimental and gauzy and longing for the old days and saying, listen, we got to win now. And the guy who's the coach and the procurer of talent has not done a really good job. So I think that at least it's not out of the question. I have no idea if it's going to happen.
Great to talk to you again, Pete. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, all the best, Dan. Thank you.
Peter King, Football Morning in America, NBCSports.com. You have to at least broach the topic at some point this season because it's, you know, not a coincidence. Tom leaves, that team is not threatening offensively. It's just not. And defensively, and Matthew Judon might be lost for the season. So they've lost their best player, perhaps, for the season. And offensively, lunch is on me if you can name their skill position players. They're just not threatening. And you can get away with that with Tom Brady for at least a little while. Not the quarterback that they have now. You just can't. And you're watching that team. Now, I came away with two different thoughts. I'm watching the Patriots and just going, this is a boring team. It might be the most boring team in football. And, you know, the line was 6.5. So I thought they must think that Bill is going to dial something up here and the defense is going to play great. Maybe they hang in there. They, you know, lose on a late touchdown, something. And then you're watching and you're like, those are two different teams. And they play in the NFL, but it's like they're playing two different styles or levels of football. Get Dak Prescott out. And Micah Parsons, especially, get him out of the game. He already got hurt in the game. I didn't understand it. You've already lost maybe your best defensive back for the season. So what are you doing here? You're up big. Let your backups get in there. You have a big game against the 49ers coming up. Get out unscathed. Didn't understand it at all. But Belichick has coached, as Peter said, nearly 500 games. That's the worst loss of his career. I don't see it getting any better. We'll take a break. We got our play of the day coming up and your phone calls as well. Back after this. Every great day starts the night before, which means, did you get a good night's sleep? Well, if you have a Sleep Number bed, I know you did. They have adjustable firmness, new temperature benefits, Sleep Number smart beds help you sleep just right. You can choose the ideal firmness and support on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. You don't need a referee here. Sleep Number beds automatically respond and adjust to your movements so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Smart beds learn how you sleep, and their tips that they have, you know, keep a consistent sleep schedule, a regular routine, because sleep debt adds up. Just 6 hours of sleep for 14 days can make your reaction time seem like you're up all night. Avoid disruptions, caffeine later in the evening. And right now, it's the lowest price of the year. The all-new Queen Sleep Number C2 Smart Bed, only $880 plus special financing, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
We're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Fields under center. Crowd is quiet here. Play fake for Fields. He's going to be hit. The ball's not free. It bounces around. Jonathan Cooper scoops it up. And here we go. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Denver. Yes, sir. Nick Bonito caused the fumble. And Jonathan Cooper with the Broncos' first defensive touchdown of the year.
The 21-point blown lead tied the largest in Bears history. Congratulations. That's courtesy of the Broncos Radio Network.
Setting records, Dan.
That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Meguiar's. Grab Meguiar's Hybrid Ceramic Pre-Wax Prep. Newest member of the Hybrid Ceramic family. Easy to use. And the paint glossy, really color beautiful. It pops. Back on the road. Meguiar's Ceramic Made Easy. I'll owe them another read later in the day because that one wasn't very good. My thanks to Peter King, who joined us on the program. You know, we brought this question up during the commercial break, and I think it's a fair question, and most people probably thinking this today. Who would you rather hang out with? Hugh Jackman or Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
Any Hugh Jackman here? Paulie?
He seems like a delightful fellow. I see these clips on the internet. He's very nice to people. Mm-hmm. He's always very gregarious and with fans. I know Ryan Reynolds seems like a blast. He's kind of a one-seed bro. Paul Rudd's also in the building. We may have to take him off the board because Rudd's America's guest.
Yeah.
I think Hugh Jackman seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's fun.
I don't. Yeah, that's fair. Ryan Reynolds seems very funny.
But does Ryan Reynolds turn it off? Like, is he always Ryan Reynolds? Hugh Jackman seems like a nice guy.
Ryan Reynolds, we had him in studio, I think, at the San Francisco Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He was great to everybody. He was joking around. He was happy to be there. He's like, can I come work for you guys when he left? But that was the last time we saw him.
Yeah.
He seemed fun, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hugh Jackman, newly single, is going to be tough.
Because
he's, you know, newly single.
Oh, so if we go out with Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
There's Hugh Jackman spillover?
Well, I don't, not for any of us.
Yeah, frustrating.
There would probably be Ryan Reynolds spillover, too, if he went out.
See, Ryan Reynolds feels like the obvious one seed there. Mm-hmm. No offense to Hugh Jackman.
Okay, if I threw in Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd, Hugh Jackman, Ryan Reynolds.
Definitely Rudd.
Okay, that's a definite for Todd. Seton?
Probably still Ryan Reynolds.
All right, Marvin?
I'm going Rudd.
Okay. See, the thing with Rudd, I'm going to be hearing about the Chiefs constantly. I don't know if I want that.
I just worry about Ryan Reynolds after, say, like hour three of like, oh, good, another beer. You're going to be like, oh, God, man, this dude, is he going to do this all night?
So he won't turn it off.
I don't know.
It's going to be Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. You sure you need another cheeseburger? Okay. All right. Like, you know, that everything is sort of cuts.
Okay. Paulie, who do you want?
I think we're going to hang out with Paul Rudd someday, just by the nature of what we do for a living. I think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Jackman, I don't think we have any opportunity. All right, bonus question. Best looking person in the building last night. Taylor Swift, Hugh Jackman, Ryan Reynolds, Zach Wilson.
Blake Lively.
Yeah, Blake Lively. It's not even close.
Yeah.
Over Zach Wilson?
Yeah.
Blake Lively, I think she just had her fourth baby.
Yeah, knockout.
Yeah. She's still very striking. Yes, Marv.
Also, yesterday, I saw Travis Kelce up close without the beard. My wife said this. A beard is like makeup for men. She was like, Travis Kelce with the beard? Yes. Travis Kelce without the beard? No.
Wow.
Okay.
All righty.
Mustache not doing it.
Nah.
Yeah, the mustache is not a good look. But did you see Aaron Rodgers with his mustache?
Was he there last night? They didn't cut away to him.
Yeah, I think they had one one cutaway of Aaron Rodgers.
He's better now. He can go to the game.
You think Rodgers maybe felt some competition, moved in, let Taylor see with him with the mustache? I mean, everybody's single, jump in the pool.
Yes, Tom. I think Kelce has a cool lumberjack kind of mustache. Aaron Rodgers looks like he just got out of Studio 54 from like 1976 and should have a gold chain around his neck or something.
Okay.
What, that's not cool?
Yeah. I aspire to that.
Couple of phone calls in here. Buddha in San Francisco joins us. Best and worst of the weekend, Buddha.
What up, DP?
Hey,
good morning, boys. A lot of mustaches last night, Dan. But the swings in the Bears and Broncos game, Dan, was just so joyful. It was no good, but so good. I mean, going from Fritzy looking like he was about to be losing some LBs on Friday to then ending with Paulie's Bears choking it up. Maybe Paulie will choke up and get emotional and shed some tears over the meet Friday. We shall see. But best of the weekend, Dan. Me and Marvin's Niners playing with their food and ultimately beating down Arizona. Christian McCaffrey going absolutely beast mode on them. That was awesome. And Bester, Dan, went to the Dodgers game on Friday night and beating down the lowly Giants, winning 100 games yet again. We got a week to figure out our pitching staff, Dan, but we'll see what happens, and here we go.
Thanks.
Have a good week, boys.
Thank you, Buddha. The Giants fired their manager before the end of the weekend. Gabe Kapler got fired. I'm thinking, can't you let him coach the entire season? It's like, wow, got fired before the Dodgers got to town. Ryan in Austin. Hi, Ryan.
Dan, it's
hey, bud.
Five and a hard 183.5. I've got a stat of the day. Feel free to drop the Will Ferrell stat of the day song after this one. The late, great Queen Elizabeth II, bless her soul, has only missed 3 Bears wins.
Thank you, Ryan. All right. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yeah, she's been dead for a little while, and the Bears haven't won in, what, over a year? Was that 14 consecutive losses? All right. Not many people would put those two together, but I appreciate that. Jason in New York. Hi, Jason. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I was doing a limerick for Fritzy when the Broncos were down by a bunch of points, and then it flipped, and so I did a limerick for Pauly. It's no meat Friday for Pauly. Feels alone like Macaulay. Forced to look at the meat, life feels incomplete. All he knows is melancholy.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you, Jason. I like that during the game, you're thinking of a limerick for Todd. And then all of a sudden, the Bears act like the Bears. Now you have to write a limerick for Paulie. Paulie has his shot, though. Thursday night, it'll be the Bears against the Commanders. And if the Bears lose, okay, if the Bears happen to lose against the Commanders, and then when's the next game? Who do they play their next game?
If the Bears lose to the Commanders, I miss the next two Meat Fridays. I missed the upcoming Meat Friday.
Yes.
And then because of the loss, they wouldn't have had a game.
Oh.
It would be the other one as well.
Wow. Okay. Then when's the Bears' next game and who do they play?
Nobody matters, but we'll check.
We should handicap that because this could be, yes, Todd.
It was very polarizing social media. I'm sure you guys saw it. It was like from, you know, suck it, Fritzy, to congratulations. And then they had like something mean to say about me. And then all of a sudden it's good. And Paulie, they were like cheering for him. They were like, no meat Friday for you, Paulie. It was like ridiculous. They were all over the map.
All right. Yes, Paulie.
The Bears have at the Commanders. Then they host the Vikings on October 15th. Then they host the Raiders and at the Chargers.
Okay. You should. You should get a win in the next couple of
Absolutely not. I thought they were going to lose to the Broncos, who gave up 70. If I were betting on this game, I would have taken the Broncos.
They did lose to the Broncos.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Which I thought they would.
They did.
Even at halftime.
But the Bears covered.
Yes.
The Broncos, who had lost the previous game by 50, were favored by 3.5. All right. Coming up, Mike Tirico was on the call last night. Get his thoughts on Jets and the Chiefs. Your phone calls. It is a Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. Our starting lineup. Actually, it's our only lineup. Fritzy, Seaton, Marv, Paulie, and yours truly. Hour two on this Monday, after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.